Manu Patra alerts dated the 29th of July 2019. Bombay High Court has commuted the death penalty of two convicts in the 2007 Pune BPO gang rape and murder case to life imprisonment on the ground that there had been an inordinate delay in executing them. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has declined to pass an order on a plea by the Delhi government seeking its not to create reservoirs on Yamuna floodplain and ask concerned statutory authorities to look into the matter. The tribunal further said that it has no objection to any legitimate project which does not interfere with the rejuvenation of Yamuna and protection of its floodplains. Supreme Court has noted that for speedy justice in child rape cases, directions can be passed without waiting for additional data on cases registered under the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, POCSO, Act, 2012. Apex Court has issued notice to Maharashtra government on plea of the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, seeking stay on the Bombay High Court's order of quashing the Coastal Regulation Zone, CRZ. Clearance is given for the southern part of BMC's coastal road project. Supreme Court in a ruling on preventive detention has held that liberty of an individual cannot be the exclusive concern of courts and that this liberty has to be commensurate with the needs of society. The court said there has to be a balance between the interests of the society and personal liberty to arrive at a finding whether an order of preventive detention is tenable or not. Supreme Court has ruled that under the Juvenile Justice, Care and Protection of Children, Act, 2015 for determining juvenility the matriculation or equivalent certificate from the concerned examination board does not have preference over the date of birth, DOB, certification from school. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a petition seeking direction for safety and security of doctors in government hospitals across the country. Supreme Court has sought the center's response on the allegation that it has not implemented a slew of directions issued last year to curb lynching and mob violence. The court issued notices to the Ministry of Home Affairs and state governments on a petition filed by an organization, Anti-Corruption Council of India Trust. Supreme Court observed that there are vacancies for judges, doctors, ministers, Rajya Sabha members, even water and sunlight everywhere, but we can't fill them up all, as it drew curtains on a clutch of PILs over the death of several children in Bihar due to encephalitis. The court made these observations as one of the lawyers pointed out that there is a shortage of 57% of doctors in Bihar. Delhi High Court has rejected a plea seeking a direction to the centre to declare Vande Mataram the national anthem, on par with Jana Gana Mana, or the national song. The court noted that it found no reason to entertain this petition while exercising its powers under Article 226 of the Constitution of India, 1950. Delhi High Court has rejected with a cost of 10,000 rupees a petition seeking to legalize cannabis, a banned drug which attracts criminal prosecution, for medical purpose. The court said there was no substance in the petition and it was not inclined to grant the prayer. Delhi High Court has asked the central government to look into the issue of the mapping mechanism being followed by Google Maps and decide whether or not Google should be allowed to continue posting maps on India Online. Madras High Court has observed that the communal or nativity status issued to a person by the government cannot be rejected by another wing of the government without a valid reason. Punjab and Haryana High Court has issued a complete ban on loudspeakers in public areas in an effort to curb noise pollution. Religious places such as temple, mosques and gurdwaras have also been forbidden to use loudspeakers, without written permission of the authorities. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed the UT administration to remove all encroachments from walkways, public paths, corridors and open spaces in front of booths, shops and showrooms within a week. Kerala High Court has held that adjudication of debt disputes involving more than 10 lakh rupees can only be done by the Debt Recovery Tribunal, The ATI, under the Recovery of Debts and Bankruptcy Act, 1993 and not by the District Collector under the Revenue Recovery Act. Telangana High Court, while considering to grant an interim relief in connection with a writ petition filed by advocates D. Vidyasagar and S. Naresh, has directed the petitioner's counsel to furnish the list of government officials, politicians and other dignitaries who were exempted from paying toll tax on highways. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has asked for a factual and action-taken report from the centre on a plea for making household wastage of water a penal offence, with every household wasting 5 litres of water every minute. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has directed the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, to decide over an insolvency plea filed against leading real estate firm Raheja Developers by one of its operational creditors. Setting aside the earlier order passed by NCLT, the NCLAT said existence of any disputed claim cannot be a ground to reject an application under Section 9 of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016.